Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
So I am going to read a bit of scripture tonight. And if you've got your Bibles, we're going to read Mark chapter 5, verse 23. But I do have it on the screen so you can read along with us. And it is about the woman with the issue of blood. So verse 23. Jairus pleaded earnestly with Jesus, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought to herself, 'If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.' Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and he asked, 'Who touched my clothes?' 'You see the people crowding against you,' his disciple answered, 'and yet you ask, who touched me?' But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.'" So this is a story about a woman who is healed, but it takes place within a larger story. And so I actually just want to really simply go through this passage verse by verse, because there is so much in this that I think that we can learn and be encouraged by, not only from Jesus, but also about the woman. So let's have a look at verses 23 and 24. Jairus pleaded earnestly with Jesus, "My little girl is dying. Please come and put your hands on her." And Jesus went. So this sets the scene for the story. And Jesus is on his way to heal a sick girl. And not even just a sick girl, but a girl who is dying. And sometimes in life we can think that we're really busy. And I'm sure a lot of us are. But Jesus on this day is a very busy man. Do this and do that. But I love that in this story we see that Jesus isn't distracted by the things that he has to do. He's not distracted by the big crowd that is around him and the fact that he's got to go and do something. He's not too busy to respond to people in need. How often do we get distracted by our to-do lists and the places that we have to be and the things that we have to do? We need to remember that sometimes interruptions can be divine moments. And I need to remember that. And there are times where we need to be prepared to be interruptible in order for us to follow the Holy Spirit's leading. And on this day, thank goodness, Jesus was prepared to be interrupted to help someone. And so that's the first thing that I think is really great. The next verse says this: "And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years." Sometimes we can read things in the Bible and we can read things like 12 years and think, oh yeah, that's a really long time. Or maybe we don't even think that it's a long time. But think about that, 12 years, that is a really long time. Think about how long 1 year can feel like when you're struggling, when you're in need, when you might be unwell or you might be desperate or you might have something that you're praying for. And so this woman had been feeling like that for 12 years. Imagine her frame of mind. Imagine how she would have felt after 12 years of seeking doctors and spending all her money and actually ending up worse and not better. So it was a 12 years that actually went down. Imagine how you would feel. And the other thing is, I was talking to Graham just quickly before, and he reminded me that blood represents life in the Bible. And so this woman had been bleeding for 12 years. And so life was being drained from her for 12 years. And so that's another important thing. So just think about that, and think about how discouraged we would be in a similar situation. Or maybe we are in a similar situation. Hopeless, bitter, despondent. And yet this woman found hope in Jesus. She chose to believe in him. Every day we are faced with choices that will often clash, beliefs that will clash. And we heard this morning Graham talk about the choices that we have, the choices between life and death, the choice to be led by the Spirit or be led by the flesh. And so, and in situations where we're desperate, or in situations where we have a need, or in situations where we've been praying for something, and possibly we've been praying for it for a really long time, do we believe in God, or do we believe in what we see and what we feel and what we experience? And I love that this woman chose to believe what she could not see and what she could not feel and what she didn't yet experience. She chose to believe in Jesus. And this morning we also heard a great testimony from Carolyn about a situation where she could have responded in fear and panic and anxiety, or she could go to God and believe His word. We always have a choice about how we respond to life's situations and the issues of life. And so I love that this woman chose to believe in Jesus. Next, we're just going to skip that one. Verses 28 and 29 says, because she thought, this is the woman, she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. So again, I love in this story how we're given an insight into this woman's thoughts. So often we're left to sort of imagine what characters in the Bible are thinking, but we're actually told exactly what is running through her mind, and we're told what her self-talk is. And I was thinking, actually, as I was praying and preparing before I came this afternoon, that concept of self-talk. And there's a lot of self-talk that happens in people and in us. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, our self-talk is not that great, and it can be quite negative. And so I really love that we actually get to see what this woman's thoughts are and what her self-talk is like. And this woman's thoughts were full of absolute belief and trust in Jesus. But not just in Jesus, she had belief and trust in His power. And that's really important. What thoughts do you think about Jesus and who He is? What is your self-talk like when it comes to situations in your life, when it comes to healing or provision or breakthrough or miracles, or seeing people saved that maybe you've been praying for a really long time? What's your self-talk like in situations where things don't go your way, or when things don't go as you had planned? What is your self-talk like about God and His word? The woman's thoughts and her self-talk was full of faith. And Jesus actually confirms that. He says later on, your faith has healed you. But the other thing, the other thoughts that she had, is that she had thoughts of full confidence in Christ. She says, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Where is our confidence in life? Is it in Christ and in his power, or is it in someone or something else? And actually, verse 26 talks about the many doctors that this woman had seen, and the fact that she had spent all her money and she actually got worse, and all that money and all the doctors, it didn't actually make the situation any better. And sometimes we can put our confidence in the things of this world, and perhaps for a time that's what this woman did. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with doctors, or there's anything wrong with some of the stuff that happens in the world, but sometimes we can go looking for answers in all the right places, because there's nothing wrong with doctors. Doctors aren't bad. But those places don't necessarily have the power of Jesus. And that's what, on this day, the woman knew was going to be her answer. She knew that she needed the power of Jesus. If only I touch his clothes, I will be healed. And the self-talk that we have in our own lives, I really hope that it encourages us to do a similar thing, to have that belief and that faith and that confidence in Jesus, in regardless of whatever situation we might find ourselves in. Self-talk, it's really important. Next verse, verse 30. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" So remember, this is a large crowd. There's a lot of people around, and they're all pressed really tightly up against each other. And so there were many people that were touching Jesus' clothes that day, just because of the close proximity and of how big the crowd was. And yet, Jesus, he knew that someone had not only touched him with a purpose and a belief in him, but he also knew that power had gone out from him. And I actually have never thought about that before, the fact that power went out from Jesus. And I love that picture that we're given, that power actually leaves Jesus and it goes out to those who need it, to those who seek it. And I looked up a commentary about this verse, and I'll just read it. It says, "This shows that there was an internal essential virtue in Christ to cure diseases. It was not what he derived from another or exercised under another's influence, but Christ, being God and being in God, had infinite virtue within himself, which went forth from him when he pleased to the curing of whatever diseases he saw fit." And the other thing in this verse that I think of is that sometimes we can think that God doesn't notice us. We can feel insignificant and small, and we can think he doesn't notice this little thing in my life. And yet in this passage we see that God never misses a thing. He doesn't miss a single thing. There can be a crowd of people and a big to-do list and a dying girl to heal, but Jesus still doesn't miss a thing. He still notices it when we reach out to him in our desperation. And to me, that just reassures me that no matter how small I might feel and no matter all the other things that are going on around me, God notices me. He notices every single one of us and he doesn't miss it. He sees all, he knows all, and he discerns all. Verse 33 says, "Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, she told him the whole truth." So a really important aspect of this story is that this woman's bleeding, her bleeding issue, actually made her unclean. So Jewish law declared her to be ceremonially unclean because of the fact that she was bleeding, and therefore she wasn't actually allowed to enter the temple. And so anyone that she touched or anything that she touched became unclean as well, which meant that everyone in the crowd that day that she bumped into or touched, and there would have been a lot of people because it was crowded, including Jesus, would have been made unclean because of her. And that's the reason that she came trembling with fear and that she asked Jesus, "Who touched me?" She knew that her defilement had defiled Jesus. And everyone was probably looking and waiting and watching to see what would happen to this unclean outcast of a woman who had made the Son of God unclean. And this is why the next verse and Jesus' verdict is so amazing and so powerful. Because this is what Jesus says to her. He says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." The woman did not make Jesus unclean. Jesus made the woman clean. Now let me just read this commentary. "Instead of reproving her or showing any anger or resentment to her as she feared, Jesus speaks to her in a very soft, kind and tender manner, and he calls her daughter, which was not only an expression of affection, but might signify her spiritual relation through him being a child of God by adopting grace. Though healed as soon as she believed, it seemed to her, so in her mind, a stolen cure. She feared to acknowledge it. Jesus therefore sets his royal seal upon her. What a glorious dismissal from the lips of him who says, 'Go in peace.'" So Jesus knew that this woman was afraid that she had stolen a miracle, in a sense, because she was unclean, because she didn't ask for it, but she simply reached out to receive it. And so knowing this, and again, I love this about Jesus, he knows our fears and he knows our insecurities, and Jesus reassures this woman and he clears up any misconceptions about her healing. And not only for the sake of her, but probably also for the sake of everyone that was there that day in the crowd who was witnessing what was going on. And he calls her daughter. And again, we see sometimes words like that and we can skip over them. But he calls her daughter because he's reassuring her. He's being affectionate towards her to let her know, hey, it's okay. And he confirms that indeed she is not only physically healed, but she is also spiritually healed. God is moved to action by our faith, even when he's in the middle of doing something else. So let me give you just a couple of quick points to sort of sum up everything. Jesus is never too busy or distracted for us. He is totally interruptible. The woman was in a hopeless situation with her issue of blood for 12 years, and yet she found hope in Christ. She chose to believe in Jesus, not what she could feel or see or experience. What do we choose to believe in difficult or hopeless situations? And maybe tonight is a night where we need to make a choice about that and make a different choice. The woman's thoughts and self-talk were full of faith and confidence that Jesus was the answer. What is our self-talk like when we're in a situation that's not going our way, that we have a need? And lastly, Jesus knew that power had gone out from him when the woman reached out to touch him. And that same power that we read about in the Bible and when we see miracles happen, that same power is available to us right now, every day. And particularly when we seek it and when we reach out for it. And maybe tonight God just wants to remind you of his power, wants to just remind you afresh. Maybe that's a well that needs to be redigged, that Jesus is powerful. There is no situation that he cannot put his hand upon and touch and change. And to me, that encourages me.